Sign spinners. We've all seen them on street corners, but when the red light changes, they become just another part of the city street fading in the rearview mirror. One day I decided to pull over and talk to one, and you would never guess how much goes on behind a spinning sign.
My name's Keith. I am 27 years old, and I am a sign spinner.
Standing in the hot mid-afternoon sun in his bright red uniform, Keith has been flipping his sign for about 4 hours now, smiling and sweating away.
It's definitely a sport. It's competitions once a year. You see all these different cool personalities between the spinners and their techniques. Like, I'm more of a technical person, but you have people who make it their own and put some type of jujitsu into it or dance.
Not only is sign spinning a subculture, it's also a competitive professional sport, and it's gone international. I tracked down Mike Kenny, one of the founders, to learn about the world of sign spinning.
We got started spinning signs back when we were 18 years old. We had a job holding a sign on the street corner, and it was just one of the most boring jobs on the planet. We started spinning the sign around, and we started noticing that there was more and more people going into our clients' locations. Now we've expanded to 30 different U.S. cities and 9 countries. Somehow, we've actually gotten to be on every continent. We have spinners in South Africa competing against our spinners in Australia versus South Korea.
Every year, hundreds of sign spinners go head-to-head at the Sign Spinning World Championship in Las Vegas. Because, yes, there is such a thing, and it's a big deal.
We're like the NBA or the NFL. We're the professional sign spinning league.
Just like any other sport, these guys start at the bottom. They make $8 an hour, go to weekly practices, meet with coaches, until they can do something like this.
It's called a scissor catch, which means that you either throw the sign up in the air or kick the sign up in the air in some manner, and then you basically do a handstand, catch the sign between your legs, and then land it perfectly.
Mike introduced me to LA's spinstructors, one of their spinonyms, Eric Argote and Christian Altamirano.
Actually, I train everyone. I train.
Christian has been to 3 world championships.
It's an experience. Really huge competition, you know, like just like another football game. Just got a bunch of people around you and you got competitors and just like a lot of intensity. Like, whoa, that was tight.
Still questioning how intense this sport really is, I tagged along to one of the weekly practices at a park in North Hollywood. I pulled up to see Mike and Christian fumbling across the grass, carrying about 20 large 4-pound signs bearing the names of companies like Jiffy Lube, Subway, and El Pollo Loco. As practice gets underway, I glance around the busy park. No one notices a group of people circled up smack in the middle of the lawn, chucking signs into the air.
But everybody in practice, grab our right fingers, right hand, boom. Pull them back, push forward with your palms.
Founder Mike Kenny says sign spinning is a great example of how we often miss things flashing, or in this case, spinning right in front of us. This is how these guys get so good at spinning a sign.
This is their warm-up stretching period for the intensity that is about to ensue. All right, I'm going to go see how hard this really is to flip a sign above my head.
Do I bend my knees?
Not dropping it.
I kind of think I like this. Yeah. I don't know. There's something more stable about it for some reason.
Oh, wait. I did it wrong.
It's a lot of concentration. Almost half.
Try and get it more
up. Yeah. Not bad.
I kept confusing where my hands were supposed to go, dodging the sign once I realized it might hit me in the face, and just watching it kerplunk over and over.
It's challenging.
Michael Erickson, who has been spinning for 7 years, says it takes vigilance to become a master of the sign.
Well, you gotta always be training. They teach you new tricks every practice. So I like to take those tricks and like go to the corner and get them really down to the like my own tricks.
Mike Kenny says many people think spinning a sign on a street corner is simple, just someone doing their average job. But that's because most don't look closely enough.
There's a subculture to this. They see that it's, oh, some guy on the corner got good spinning a sign. It's been going on since the medieval times, you know, with people wearing the sandwich boards. So the concept's been there forever, but we've been the only ones to take it and turn it into something more than that. And one day it'll be in the Olympics or in the X Games. You know, there has to be a little bit of that dreamer mentality for it to even come true.
So next time, if you see someone spinning a sign outside a store, stop. You might just be watching a world champion in action.
Oh, one-handy.
Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.
Yeah, you guys are the best team.